This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
In front of our
we are embarrassing in front of Gustav Forsling. Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Chop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. And go to toyotaofhollywood.com. Panthers star defenseman Gustav Forsling joining us there on the show. Gustav, how are you, man? Thanks for joining us.
Good. How are you guys?
We're good, man. We're good. I have a question, man. We always see you. You're laying your body on the line for these cats all the time. I mean, thankless job of taking these blocks and saving goals, and nobody ever appreciates it like they should for you. How bad does that hurt? I don't mean it to be such a simple question, but how bad does it hurt when you're putting your body on the line for those blocks? Because it looks miserable.
Yeah, it sucks, to be honest. It really hurts. I don't know if you guys have ever taken a puck to the leg or the foot or anything, but it's no fun.
What is the recovery time? Like, how much at this time, all the hockey you've played, does it ever get numbing, or like it sucks every time? And how long does it take to shake one off?
I think it's actually just getting worse and worse, to be honest, because you got bruises everywhere and bone bruises. Bone bruises can take a couple months to get rid of, to be honest. So it's not getting better, but, you know, you get used to it.
Now, have you put yourself in a position where now everybody expects you to do this, and now it's just part of – oh no, I gotta do it because this is what I do.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I enjoy it somehow. You know, you gotta find a little enjoyment in it, in the pain too. But you know, you get a couple taps on your back when you come to the bench. So it's all for the team though. So I'm happy to do it. It's kind of my role. So I'm fine with that.
You guys obviously have like the credential now of being a champion, so I don't think the fan base is worried at all about these last couple losses on the road trip. But very uncharacteristic of you guys. You guys usually third period, 2-goal lead, never ever let up. Was there any common thread you guys found at practice today as to why you thought that happened? And is there any level of concern with that over this road trip?
Not really. I think we know what kind of went wrong and we know what to do coming up here. And you know, we're gonna play a lot of teams that are hungry to make it to the playoffs, and it's gonna be a couple of tough games coming up, especially the first one here at Columbus. They're really on the line to making the playoffs, so they're gonna come out flying, and that's perfect for us. That's how we want to play. And you know, we want to get ready for the playoffs and tune up here.
Because we how hard is it to get acclimated or figure out what new guys who either play on your line or, you know, move you to a different line or whatever? How long does it take to get comfortable with the new guys that come in? You know what they can do, but they haven't done it with you and what you like and what they – does that take a little bit of time, or – you know how these guys play and you just kind of, you know, figure it out really quickly.
Yeah, I mean, it takes for sure a little bit of time, not just for us, but for them to come into our system. It's completely different probably from what they played before. So it's going to take a little time, but I feel like the new guys has really been good for us. They come in, they work hard, and you know, I think that's a culture thing for us too. Everyone really buys into the system and what the coaches and everything. So we're ahead of the schedule, I think.
Is there anything that you particularly liked about Seth Jones, like getting to know him, or anything that you found interesting about him so far?
No, just a super nice guy and relaxed, calm. You could see it on the ice too. I feel like he's very calm with the puck. There's no stress. He's just very smooth out there, and can play big minutes out there.
I gotta ask you about this. So we were listening to your coach after one of these games, where he was like, "I kind of like the game, even if you guys lost." Sometimes he's like, "I like the game that we have," but then he brought up something known as the punitive skate, which sounds terrifying. What goes into a punitive skate? Does he have to get you up at 5 a.m. for a punitive skate? How long is he skating you guys to death? And have you had to deal with any of that this year?
No, not really. I think we've been playing solid so far, so we haven't done anything like that. But I mean, just today was a pretty hard skate. You know, he wanted us to be sharp and fast out there. So I think everyone really, really had a good practice today, and fly out, and we'll have two games on the road here. It'll be a perfect bounce back for us.
Gustav, you smiled, so you absolutely 100% know what a punitive skate is.
Is it just sprints on the ice? Is it just you have to practice your ass off? What goes into punitive skate?
No, it's just like I feel like we set the tone early on in the training camp. I feel like we do a lot of battle drills one-on-one, and then you end up skating for 45 seconds. So it's very hard, but I feel like we start our season there, and we want to be the hardest working team in the league, and it starts early in practice and in training camp.
Now you recently welcome one of your fellow countrymen to the game, who plays for the Heat, Pelle Larsson. What was that experience like?
Yeah, it was nice. He was watching one of the games. I can't remember which one it was, but he was there, and I saw him after the game. Even his dad was there with a couple of friends, so it was nice. Talked some Swedish. He was super nice. To be honest, I don't watch too much basketball, but I'm for sure going to tune in a little bit more now.
That was an interesting thing. They were talking about this in the Four Nations a lot when you guys are playing, like the idea that you guys get to talk in your own language throughout the games. Was that was that a relaxing thing when you guys got to be around each other and play for something as cool as that was?
Yeah, I mean, it was super cool just to meet the guys there that you play against for so long, and never really got to know them, to be honest, and it was fun. As you said, we talk a lot of Swedish, but it's kind of a little weird too at the same time. I'm so used to English now, so even on the ice I'm talking English, right? Because that's what I'm used to, so it's a little weird.
I remember seeing that. No, that happened. I remember in Euros one time, the Heat had a point guard named Goran Dragic, and he was, captain of Team Slovenia, and he just starts yelling at his team, but he's yelling at him in English, and I was like, huh, I wonder if they got all of that.
Yeah. No, it is kind of weird, to be honest.
But do you guys really hate Finland? Like, they kept saying that the Swedish-Finland rivalry, because we saw obviously what happened with USA and Canada, like they're throwing down, but is that a real tenacious beef there between Sweden and Finland?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the ION College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the ION College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think they hate us more than we hate them. I think they're a little jealous of us, but no. But it's a culture thing. I think we've like always growing up, we've been watching the Finns and the Swedes go at it, and we played like even as a junior, I played Finland a lot. So it's something we're grown up with, to be honest.
Can we get your thoughts on Matthew Tkachuk celebrating St. Patrick's Day? What do we think of Tkachuk and Chucky's leprechaun outfit?
I haven't seen those pictures. That's hilarious. He's got some funny outfits for sure.
He has a table at the Elbow Room. Yes, like there's got to be one that's just simply reserved for him at this point. It feels like he's
absolutely, yeah, 100%.
You know, I want to ask you about like injuries, because I see guys get hit and it's not like, you know, you get hurt on the ice, they don't call a timeout and stop and somebody comes out in a gurney or something and get you. Is the hardest skate in the world trying to get to the bench while being injured? Because it looks like it hurts so bad for everybody who gets hurt on the ice.
Yeah, I mean, I had one a couple of games ago. I got a puck on the heel, and it's just bones, like down on your heel. It's just a bones, and I got the puck right on there, and you know, it, kind of the whole like just leg shuts off. It's incredible, and then you have to try to survive on the ice and not get scored on, and then get to the bench. So for people who never had got a puck on the foot, I mean, it's so painful, and it's sometimes it hits the nerves and stuff, so you can't really move your foot at all. But then 10 minutes later or 5 minutes later, you're completely fine. You're just going to have a bone bruise, obviously, but you're going to be fine skating for that game. But it's incredible how effective a puck on the foot can be.
Oh my God. It looks like you got shot with a gun.
It looks brutal.
Yeah. Yeah, it's brutal.
And what was Leroy? What did we see the other day? Was it Gajewicz who was out there? He was in a fight, and then he started like manicuring his own fingers because there was skin coming off of a fight. Like, is this you hockey players, Gustav? I mean, a different breed. What went through your mind when you saw that with Gajewicz?
Yeah, I think he's such a tough guy, man. He's incredible. I mean, we got a lot of them, but he's something else. You know, he fights every other game, and you know, I don't know how he does it, but he's the super nice guy outside of the ice. You wouldn't believe he was fighting for a living, but he's just a super nice guy. So it's funny how that works.
I'm curious about this because, you know, we love Sergei Bobrovsky. Bob is almost like he's got such a routine and things like that, but they say you don't talk to him on game day, right? Like, you don't mess with goalies, but you work with him so closely, you know, in games and things like that. is it different for you? Like, do you have different rules with Bob, or you still don't bother him on game day?
I mean, to be honest, I don't talk that much myself on, like, just before a game. But I think most of it, you just let Bobby do his thing. You know, it's working for him, so you just leave him alone. And then if it's some issue on the ice or you have a situation, there's no problem talk. He's fine talking. He's not that weird. But I mean, most of the times you just let him be in his zone, so to speak.
How is he during a game, though? Like, do you guys talk to each other during a game? Like, is there game communication between defenseman and goalie? Like, what is that dynamic like?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we probably talk the most. That's, like, especially my D partner for sure. But on the ice, you know, going back for the puck, you always want your goalie. You got to talk with your goalie, and the goalie is going to talk with you. It makes it so much easier. It's such a fast sport. So when you come back there and you got your back against the play, you want to have someone just give you a time or up strong side or a weak side, just something. You want to hear something when you go back there.
Before we get you out of here, Gustav, what's it been like having Brad Marchand around? Have you guys gotten used to that?
Yeah, it was a little weird early on, to be honest, just seeing him in a Panther gear and everything. But you know, we had some battles throughout the years, but he's super nice, to be honest. He's fitting in perfectly. He's such a nice guy. His game on the ice is gonna be perfect for us. You know, he's got that skating ability to just stay on the demons, and he's gonna be perfect for our forecheck. And you know, super skilled, obviously, and can make some plays and score some big goals for us.
I can't wait to see Tkachuk and him healthy. Like, that is going to be just bonkers. It's going to be crazy. How physical are you guys going to be when those two guys are back?
Yeah, and then you add Sam Bennett and their line to that. I wouldn't want to play those guys.
It's going to be the most hated line in hockey is what it's going to be, Gustav. You know this. Like, get ready, because there's going to be a lot of scrums coming in the playoffs. Not that you guys aren't used to that.
We're used to it, but it's going to be fun.
Hey, thanks for having some fun with us, man. We appreciate you. It's always outstanding watching you play, and it was great having you on the show.
Appreciate you.
There you go. Gustav Forsling. Check out the Cats are back in action tomorrow against the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Listen, and, as a guy who's had a bunch of surgeries and played a physical game, I, for the life of me, have the utmost respect for a guy that is willing to jump on the ground to block a shot puck. Like, at no point in time, as physical as the game I played, did I ever think that I was putting myself in harm's way like that.
Crazy, dude.
And here he is saying the worst pain is when you get hit on the foot, which they try to kick the puck all the time.
Yep, just saving it out.
Right, just that, like... oh my goodness. Like, it's just, and they're always so, like, calm. You know, he's calm. They say, oh, what a nice guy. I'm like, the last time I saw him, he was throwing flying, jumping fists.
That's right.
They're calm until you see them on the ice.
Right.
I love that.
Yeah.
Thanks again to Gustav Forsling for stopping by. We take a break. Final hour of the show coming on up, back after this.
WQAM, broadcasting live from the Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall Studios. Edmore Sawgrass.